the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth, yes, even faints for the courts of the Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. And let us pray. Keep, we beseech thee, O Lord, thy church. With thy perpetual mercy and because of the frailty of man, without you we can do nothing but fail. Keep us forever by your divine help, and help us in all hurtful things, and lead us to all things that are profitable for our salvation. We pray this through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The confessional reading for this morning. We're continuing with the Lord's Prayer, as the head of the family should teach them in a very simple way to his household. The third petition, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What does this mean? The good and gracious will of God is done indeed without our prayer, but we pray in this petition that it may be done among us also. And how is this done? When God breaks and hinders every evil counsel and will, which would not let us hallow God's name, nor let his kingdom come, such as the will of the devil, the world, and our own flesh, but strengthens and preserves us steadfast in his word and faith unto our end. This is his gracious will. This is his good will. So far. This morning's Old Testament, Deuteronomy chapter 6. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto your children, and shalt talk of them when you are sitting in thy house, when you're walking by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. So far, the Old Testament. This morning's epistle, Hebrews, chapter 13, verses 1 through 9. Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember them that are in bonds as bond with them, and them which suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the body. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things that you have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor will I forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man should do unto me. Remember them which have rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follows. Consider the end of the conversation. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And be not carried about by diverse and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats which not have profited them that have been occupied therein. So far the epistle lesson. Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to Matthew chapter 6, verses 24 to 34. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what shall you put on. Is not life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, and neither do they reap, nor gather into the barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much better than the sparrows? And which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto your stature? And why take you thought for the raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. Yet I say unto you that even Solomon, in all of his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which is today, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal what shall we be clothed? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, or the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought of itself, the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So far. And we confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with our sermon hymn 365. grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, and God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon theme this morning is Our Eternal Savior, and it's based on the epistle reading. And I would like to read one verse from that epistle, and that is verse 8. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. So far, please be seated. I believe that most of us would agree that we are living in a world of constant change, good, bad, or indifferent. More major changes have taken place, if you will, in our technology, our medicine, science, military, and space, just to mention a few. And in society, we have seen changes in customs, conditions, attitudes, and yes, even in the church at large. It is into this picture of change that comes our sermon text. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. The same. That cannot be said of any other person on earth. It cannot be said of any one of us gathered here this morning. Neither you and I can say, I am the same that I've always been. The passing years have left its mark on each and every one of us. In fact, each day finds us passing through a number of different difficulties, changes, attitudes, feelings. Yes, in all these changes, Jesus Christ is the only one of whom it can be said is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Health may fail us. Friends may leave us. Old age may rob us. But there is one, and that is Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, author and finisher of our faith, who is our most glorious and unchangeable Savior. His name is Jesus. Jesus was the name announced by the angel Gabriel. He was known as Jesus Christ, the Savior, as he walked this earth. And this is the name the angels used when they told the disciples on the Mount of Ascension. They said, this same Jesus, which is taken from you into heaven, shall come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. Yes, Jesus Christ is going to return. We don't know when. And we, redeemed in body and soul from all the sins, from death and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death, we too look for that blessed day, that glorious return, when our great God and Savior Jesus Christ returns. And what a glorious day that will be. Jesus Christ is also our prophet. And as our prophet, he revealed himself by word and deed, and by the preaching of the Holy Gospel, he has revealed himself as the Son of God, Redeemer of the world. Jesus Christ is also our priest. And as our priest, he died as the perfect sacrifice for our sins. And as the high priest, he lives to make intercession for us. We are told, if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is a propitiation, big word. What does it mean? It means atoning sacrifice. And he is the atoning sacrifice for our sins. And not only for ours, but also for the sins of the entire world. Jesus Christ is our King. He is a King of the world, if you will. We are told, for by him all things were made, and without him was nothing made that is made today. Jesus Christ has won the right to wear that crown. And because he wore the crown of thorns, he is indeed the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. And with all the changes and the chances that we have in this life, we fix our hope where our true joy is found, and that is in Jesus Christ, the changeless one. We are told Jesus Christ is the same yesterday. If we are to appreciate what Jesus Christ has done and the fact that he is the same today and what that means, we must know something about Jesus Christ the same yesterday. The Jesus of yesterday goes back far beyond the manger of Bethlehem, back to the far stretches of the mysteries of eternity. In other words, he is eternal. St. John in his gospel writes, "In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God." That far, the Jesus of yesterday is eternal, forever, without beginning. Don't try to figure this out, because you can't. We just believe it. And in speaking of himself, Jesus uses the eternal present tense. He says, "Before Abraham was, I am." The word yesterday emphasizes the preexistence of our Lord. The same yesterday lets us look at Jesus, the Jesus of yesterday, but this time we're only going to go back 2,000 years. We're not going to go back to the beginning of eternity. And what do we learn? We learn that the Jesus of yesterday did not come to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life as a ransom for all. And when he finished the work of redemption, and he laid down his body in the borrowed tomb, that was not the end of the Jesus of yesterday, because he rose from the dead. That is a historic fact, which our faith is firmly grounded in, Christ's resurrection. And I know there are those who deny the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ, but so what? The Bible makes it very plain that he showed himself alive after his death by many infallible proofs. The disciples of the first century were not living only on a memory. The martyrs, those who died for their faith, they did not draw their strength from a myth. They rested their hope upon the Christ, who was dead, but now is alive. The Christ who holds the keys of death and hell. The Christ of yesterday is the risen and the glorified Savior, who even now is at the right hand of God, who makes intercession for us on a daily basis. He is our Savior. He is our Savior from eternal death and hell. The wonderful thing about the Christian faith is that it rests on the eternal Savior, who always was and is and shall ever be. Yes, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen. Let us pray for our communicants, but first I'm sure we have a personal prayer that we would like to extend to the throne of God. Let's do so at this time. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto their souls, we pray. Let us experience your love of the heavenly feast, which you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief, so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God, who with thine only begotten Son and the Holy Ghost are one God and one Lord. And in the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and the unity and substance of majesty coequal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
Holy, Lord God of Sabaoth,
heaven Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave to them, saying, Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Savior Jesus Christ, given into death, forgiveness of your sins. Take, eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death, for forgiveness of your sins. Take, eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death. Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take bread. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of your sins. name of Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of your sins.
Body, blood, strength, and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
We give thanks unto the Almighty God that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of thy mercy, that you would strengthen us in the same faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless be the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.